We're in the book of Ephesians, and last week we said this. You're valuable, and God has called you. And none of us want to be the person that we were on the playground where everyone else was picked, but you weren't. And that's not how God is. And so Paul is championing this thing, saying, man, I'm called by God, and I'm smack dab in the middle of God's will. And in his introduction, he blesses the church with this warm welcome because of their faithfulness. And this is kind of how it starts. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful to Jesus, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, what a warm welcome that Paul gives. And we know he's just saying, okay, we can live in this thing that God has called us. And then Paul moves from this very specific greeting kind of to a general expanded discussion. So at this point, I want you to think of two words. And they relate to Ephesians chapter 1 as we move into verses 3 through 14. Two words. Golden Corral. Ephesians 1, 3 through 14, Golden Corral. Anybody ever eaten at the Golden Corral? Okay. Do you know where the largest Golden Corral in America is? Seats like 650 people. Anybody know where that is? Branson, Missouri. Now, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14, and Golden Corral. There's something going on here. I'm going to play something. I'm going to give you just a hint and see if you can, you know, I mean, this is what I did in seminary, okay? So, like, I'm a professional at this. Go ahead and show them. And there's a connection between Golden Corral and Ephesians 1, 3 through 14. Go ahead and show them this. Come on now. All those years of seminary. Did you get it? That's how I looked in seminary. Why do we have to study this? This is so, like, no. All right. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Like Golden Corral buffet in Branson, they're both way too long. This, in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14, are the longest run-on sentence in the entire New Testament. Matter of fact, one Greek scholar says this. It is considered by some the most cumbersome sentence in the entire Greek language. So kind of like mid-sentence, I'm going to have to pause. Like you do at Golden Corral. You're walking, looking, like, oh, fried chicken. And you pause. And that's what I've got to do, or like we'll be here forever today. So in your mind, think of Golden Corral. Where would you pause? Well, that's kind of what I've got to figure out and do today. Now, so I'm going to pause somewhere in this totally long, run-on sentence. We'll pick up next week. But think about Golden Corral and think about Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. And I want you to realize a couple of things. And let's get into those right now. Here's a couple of verses. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose him before the foundation of, oh, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should also be holy and without blame before him in love. So remember that in the Old Testament, it seemed like when God blessed his people, that he would bless them with land, and sometimes there's wealth, And God would bless them. And Paul here says, okay, I get that, but now we're going to a whole new level. And most people go to Golden Corral not for the quality, but for the quantity. Now, I don't know why we're just talking about food today, but I hope that you remember there is something spiritual. I hope that it happens. But when you think about what Paul is saying here, he's saying, you know what? There's more to life than the Golden Corral. Have any of you ever been to Wright's Barbecue? We're talking a whole new level. Golden Corral, Wright's Barbecue. And we won't even get into tacos. But we went to Wright's Barbecue yesterday. I mean, I felt like I grabbed a hold of a dinosaur leg and was chowing on this thing. And when you think about this, here's what you need to think about. In the Old Testament, God blessed them. He really did. But then there's something dynamic that happens here. Because it's a blessing that Paul is writing about that is so much better, and it relates specifically to you and me. Think about this. Before Jesus came, there was no real access to the blessing that Paul is talking about. We were barred from this blessing because of the sins of humanity. And Paul is saying, you've got to check this out. Of course you were blessed by God in the Old Testament, but there's a blessing now that comes because you and I, because of Jesus Christ, have a connection to heaven. And this is absolutely incredible. And when we think about this, the best earthly blessings are temporal. Do you not wish? I mean, I wore like tennis shoes in high school that are now popular. What if those would have never worn out and I could have kept them and they're still good? I mean, what about that car, you know, that was a 1957 two-door Chevy or some things that people are spending huge money for now? What if it wouldn't have worn out? What about your bag phone? Some of you are not even old enough to know that, yeah, phones used to come in a bag. And you carry this bag like, I am so important. Hello, my phone. I mean, in your iPhone, the very first one, I remember when I got a Commodore 64 computer. So you'd be like, Commodore? It was the best thing in the world. I'm like, wow. Oh, be still my soul. You know, and everything that we love here on earth, it just doesn't last. Yesterday, I ate enough food for 7 meals. And I'm going to get hungry again. And it was really good food. By the way, just a side note, donuts have been brought back today. And I'll tell you, there are people who love Hope Church less. I saw that movement. I thought you were going like, Holy Ghost, hallelujah. But he about jumped out of his seat to get to the back. We'll hold one there for you. Not that I'm watching, everybody. But here's what I love about Hope Church. You know, Johnny and Sarah, you know, they said, yeah, we waited in line for 20 minutes. Man, we go, food is a good thing. But you're going to be hungry again. And Jesus talks to this woman at the well and says, you know what? You're thirsty, but what I want to give you, you're not going to be thirsty. And there's one thing to have food for your body and stuff that we love here. There's another thing to receive a heavenly blessing, to receive a spiritual blessing from God. You say, all right, why? Why are spiritual blessings so much better than temporal blessings? Well, I can tell you why. They are blessings from Christ that connect now to not yet. They are blessings from Christ that actually happen here on earth that will transcend earth, and you will be living those blessings in heaven. Think about this. The blessing that the stain of your sin is removed. Oh, you can't buy that. You can't buy when you literally say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. And he does. How do you buy that? And it not only happens here that you and me can be forgiven, it allows us to stand in the presence of God Almighty. Hey, that's what Paul is talking about here. Check this out. Jesus, I receive you as my Savior. I don't get it. I've always been the CEO of my life, but now I am handing over to you my life. Jesus, when I take my last breath, there's a blessing that comes from Christ. I receive him here, I take my last breath, and in less than the blink of an eye, I'm in his presence. I and you have been given the gift of eternal life. Come on. That is a blessing that comes from the heavenlies from Christ Jesus. Want to talk about food? Food for your soul? Not only can my sins be forgiven, and no matter what I've done, it's not about my badness, it's about his goodness. And his goodness says, I not only love you now, I am preparing a place for you that where I go, you're going to be able to come. And you're going to be able to be with me. Whoa. And check this out. Paul got this. Paul got this. Not only does Jesus remove the stain of your sin, not only does he prepare a place for you in heaven, he will actually give you a purpose for your life here on earth. How many of us are chasing. We're climbing the ladder and we're like, ah, I finally arrived. And we talked about it. We're failures. Like we've done bad things. And we're like, well, he doesn't want me. I mean, I'm not like good. And then we talked about, you know, there's some of us, we have fractured faith. Like we wanted to serve God and then life just did us bad and a church was bad to us and this happened and that happened and God, I don't know if I can try again. I'm just tired. And then we said, then there's some of us who just have forgotten. Like we're so busy doing our own thing, we forgot that there's actually a purpose from heaven framed for our life. Understand this. There's a progression. When you finally realize you matter. You are chosen. You can be forgiven. Cares what you've done. Let's talk about what you're going to do. You matter. And then there's this thing called purpose in life. It's huge. And the other thing that happens for you and me, I can go on for a long time, but I promised the nursery workers I wouldn't. And one of them like, I don't know if I believe that. I'm like, I don't even know if you're a Christian. No, they all are. The biggest Christians in our church go back there and love on little kids. And I do talk too long. I'm confessing my sins to you. That's why I need the heavenly blessing. You're just like, I don't believe it. Check this out. You have no access before Jesus to God Almighty. Amen, sister. You have no access. Now, right now, in this moment, you are connected to Almighty God. Spiritual blessing is so superior to temporal stuff because it happens now and lasts forever. We've got to understand this. The very nature of God, the caring heavenly Father allowed his son to die, that Paul, while he's sitting in prison, I know it's been hard. I know there's people, there's friends at home right now who would love to be in this building, and it's hard. And it was hard for Paul too. Bye-bye, future preacher Maisie Joy. On earth, can you imagine this, that you can connect to God Almighty? This phrase that Paul talks about, he'll bless us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. It's a phrase that's used in the book of Ephesians 5 times. Paul, in this letter, this epistle, writes this 5 times. It's the only place that this is used in the New Testament. And in the Greek, it talks about in the heavenly places. In other words, where Christ ascended, where we're able to connect to the realities of heaven because of what Christ has done. Spiritual blessings. Think about this. There's nowhere on earth you can find them other than Christ. One person wrote it this way: Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead and exalted to the right hand of God the Father. He is in heaven right now, surrounded by all of the heavenly atmosphere and blessings. All heavenly blessings are His. He is the Lord and possessor of the blessings. Therefore, if a person is to experience spiritual blessings, they first have to be connected to Christ. Whoa. Paul is in prison, and he has a lot of time to think about his life and how he dragged out mamas and daddies away from their kids and had them thrown in jail. He has a lot of time to think about when he was watching Stephen be murdered and going, yeah. He has a lot of time to contemplate when it comes to bad people. I'm pretty much as bad as it gets. And instead of focusing on his badness, he says, you know, I get it. I can't say I didn't do this. I can't say this wasn't me. But here's what I've learned. I had a stop right here, Jesus moment. And this Jesus moment didn't last for a moment. In my life, it became a movement. And now I understand that what I did wasn't right, but I was really trying to do the best I could, but that's what I did. But now I've seen some truth. And not only have I seen truth, I'm committed to this truth, and this truth is the reason why I'm in jail, and it's the reason why I'm kind of pondering what's going on, and there's so much going on. It's really not about me, but it's about Him. And Paul is saying, if I can connect to God, I need to write to some of you and tell you, you not only can connect to God, but you can actually receive blessings from heaven. And here's that awkward moment where we ask ourselves, do I feel like there's any touch of heaven in my life? Or am I still kind of trying to be my own CEO? Warren Wiersbe, he writes this little story that illustrates this. Talks about a little kid in a frontier town, and there was a kind of a wilder horse, and it bolted on a wagon, and there was a little kid on the wagon, and there was a young man who quickly jumped on his horse and, you know, not even fearing for his own life, caught the reins of the wild horse and slowed it down. And the little kid, you know, who knows what could have happened to him, but, you know, that young guy on the horse saved the little kid. And the little kid grew up to be just a real hellion and did some really bad things, and he ends up in court for something very bad. And Warren talks about him being a lawless man. And as this prisoner is ready to be tried, he recognizes the judge. The judge is actually the one who got on the horse and saved him. So he thought, oh man, I know that this is going to work. So it reads there, he pleads for mercy on the basis of that experience. And then he writes, but the words from the bench silenced his plea. Young man, then yes, I was your savior, but unfortunately today I've become your judge. And he goes on to write, and the sentence today, because of how you lived, is that you're going to be hanged. And so this is that awkward moment where Jesus literally died for you. There is so much grace. It's like the best meal you could ever eat over and 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 over. You get it. But one day, the grace stops. And you will give account to God Almighty. Did I receive this blessing from Jesus? Or did I say, hey, I'm my own CEO? Isn't that, it's kind of like, I love the whole grace. And Paul, you're talking about things from heaven, and like I can connect to God and I can pray here on earth and it connects to God in heaven, and one day I'm going to be with God in heaven. But none of this happens if I deny what I've been given. A lot of grace right now, friends. But the awkward moment is, are you living in that grace? Are you dining from the table that doesn't leave you feeling ashamed and empty and wishing that something would satisfy you? And right, that's the hard part about faith. God, there's times I said, why didn't you just make us robots? Jim, pray. Yes, God Almighty, here is my prayer. Jim, read the Bible. Yes, God Almighty, how many chapters today? You know, Jim, you were thinking about sin. I'm no longer thinking about sin. Yeah, I mean, I said, God, why didn't you just make us robots? It'd be so much better. This free will that you've given us, we're all like bad. And I felt like the Lord spoke to me and said, Jim, if I made you all robots, I would command you to love me, and that's really not love. But because you have a choice, that really is love. Because you have a choice. Like, have you ever disciplined a kid and told them to sit down, and you know they're sitting down but standing up on the inside? Right, your parents, you understand this, right? And your boss tells you something, and you're like, oh, I'd love to do it. And in your mind, you're going, you're such a jerk. And so what God wants is for you and me to choose. There's nothing sweeter than when a little kid chooses to do the right thing. And so while I wish God made us all robots, he didn't. He said, not only am I going to not make you robots, I'm going to give you my son, and you're going to kill him. And this is how much you matter to me. You're going to kill my son, and I am absolutely convinced that you are important and that you matter, and this is why I'm going to let you have it happen. So God has chosen you. You've got to get this. You've got to get this inside of you. He's chosen you. You are so valuable. I know that at times life is hard and things don't go our way, but you're chosen. He's not only chosen you, he wants to bless you. He wants you to have the guilt gone. I mean, that's what the scripture says. Just as he chose us before, in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. You know, this is really important. He chose us, and this might even be the first blessing he's given us. Before the world was ever created, he said, I want you to be in him, talking about his son. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy, blameless, before him. He says, I want you to know my son. And by the way, I want you to be without blame, holy. And he says, and there's another thing, before him, I want you to sense what love is. True love. Sacrificial love. God doesn't want you to be gripped with sin and shame and pain and death and hell. He wants you to know his son. We're going to sing in just a moment one last song, and let's really focus. And really the purpose of singing one last song is it's kind of, I don't know what you'd call, like a reflective time. Not like weird, but just saying, God, number one, am I connected to you? Do I actually feel like I'm just disgusting to you? Or do I feel like I'm a new creation in you? Do I actually feel like, God, you want to bless me from heaven? Like you, we can like talk, and that you want to help me to have food in my life that not only works here, but will also be part of heaven? I want you to think about that. It's one thing to know about God. It's another thing to know God as he wants to be known. Do you have any idea how much he smiles when he thinks about you? Do you have any idea how important you are? And this isn't some, you know, health and happy talk. This is actual truth. He wouldn't have said he chose you. He wouldn't have said before the foundation of the world. He wouldn't have said that you could receive spiritual blessings if it weren't true. But thank you, Johnny, for being every week. Johnny's like, brings that pulpit over here, puts it down. One week we had a little struggle. I was praying, went to put my hands back on the pulpit, and it was gone. Almost did like, I would have done a triple gainer and landed on my feet, but I'm thankful I didn't have to do that in front of you. But I appreciate you serving. I really do. And Johnny does all kinds of things to be a blessing here. Let me read that one more time. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed, put your name there, who has blessed Jim, who has blessed Johnny. In him, before the foundation of the world, he's blessed Lynn, Les, and with a donut when we're done. That we should be holy, that we should be without blame before Him in love. Friends, that you can sink your teeth into. I don't care what comes your way. And the proof is the guy who's writing it is in a prison cell. Wow, what a blessing. Father, we thank you that you love us. And as we sing this last song, I pray that we would be reflective. God, that you would help us. And God, I pray right now, God, maybe there's someone here who wants to be forgiven, wants to even comprehend that there's a spiritual blessing, wants you to be the CEO of their life, wants to have the stain of sin diminish and to be blameless and holy and actually feel that love of God. If you've never accepted Jesus, you can do that right here. If you're falling away and you know it, and I love you where you are and for who you are, but you know between you and God, you're not right where you should be. Just quickly, I want to pray for you. And I want to bless you today and make sure that things are right. In the midst of so much grace. You say, Pastor Jim, I just need your prayer. It's hard. Would you look up at me? Just say, hey, I'm hearing you. Okay, thank you. This is an embarrassing time. This is a time where you square your shoulders and be honest with you. Okay. It's such a blessing to be a part of your life as one of the pastors here. We really do love you and care about you, and I look up to you. I don't care what you've done. I care about you connecting with the one who's done everything for you. Father, you're really knowing that they're not really looking up to me. They're looking up to you because I can't make a difference in their life, maybe a little bit, but you can make all the difference in their life, both now and forevermore. So, Lord, I pray with them. Lord, we confess our sins. Come and take charge of our life. Forgive us our sins. May we connect to the heavenly blessings. May we be blessed with those things. May we feel the love of God. May we long for the things that will not only be a part of this earth, but a part of heaven. Help us with our priorities, we pray. Lord, help us to have the assurance that when we breathe our last breath, we will be immediately ushered into your presence. In your name we pray. Amen. Let's stand together.